Why? It's really good sound when you have that on.
Do it again. Make it on the podcast.
Yes. No, don't. I'll stand on it. I will stand on it.
You want? You
want? I am. Rob, I will tell you. I'm standing on that.
Are you making a podcast right now?
No, Rob.
No.
You want that? Does have to be there, doesn't it?
Is that a podcast we're making?
Yeah.
You've got to break your phone.
Rob stands on it.
That's recording right now.
That's a podcast, yeah. Okay. It's podcasting right now, yeah.
How do you make one?
Hey, welcome, boys.
Okay, boys, this is
episode one.
This is episode one.
Let's go get another one.
Of
The Stoned Age.
Stoned Age.
Yeah.
We have
what's today?
Dan, James, and Rob.
What's today?
Special guest staff.
It's the 9th of September.
No, Morris' birthday was yesterday, which is the
6th.
6th of September.
It's the 6th of September. 6th of September,
we're
2020.
We're looking at mountains today.
We're looking at Lugdunquilla.
It's a geography podcast today.
Probably going to veer off in 20 minutes or something else.
What I'm saying is, right, does that mean that there has to be a finite amount of lava inside the Earth's core?
No, there is.
There is.
Lava doesn't just grow for no reason. It melts rock. That's what it does. It's all melted rock. It's so warm down there at the Earth's core.
In the middle of the star.
That's just melted rock all mushing around.
Does that mean...
Whoa! Listen to this. If it's all the same, why does it when it explodes? Why is not everything all the same rock? Why are the rocks changing?
Wait, I have a question.
Why is the sandstone different to the granite?
But
different colours now.
Yeah, but I said that...
It's weathering, isn't it?
No, I said sandstone was the tectonic plates.
Oh, sorry. No. Sandstone is not even made from lava anyway. That's why all the lava ones are so alike. It's because they all come from the Earth's core.
Yeah.
Stone sure is made from different ways. Like, it's all pushed down and off.
Yeah,
sure, sandstone is made from sandstone is made from old limestone and sandstone.
I think that was where the sea was.
The sea?
Yeah.
And then it would all mushes down.
Like it all, because... Yeah.
All the dead animals and all.
And then it was weathering the sand.
Yeah. And
so it got really fine. That's why sandstone...
If it's all dead animals and all, like you said, does that mean sandstone and all should be flammable?
No.
That's fuel.
No.
It's not old animals. Is that
that's
not
what
oil
comes from.
What?
That's what oil comes from.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that all gets pushed together because it's
so basically, if that had been a couple more million years, that sandstone probably would have been pushed into oil. It would have been so compressed over the millions of years. It would have just because the sandstone that we've seen, the seas ended up just going.
Yeah.
The seas were just gone.
But does that mean there's a perfect line as well where that is?
Yeah, but sure. Do you ever see
it's not a perfect line. It's over millions of years. It's slowly
different layers. Yeah, there is.
It's slowly going down on it. But just say this is. There's obviously going to be a certain amount. It needs longer.
It blends,
longer.
But then it blends. There's a point where it's not just
there's a point where it's literally mush, and then it just turns into oil. You know what I mean?
That people all across the world where it's like a line.
Do you know in the desert? It's all sand.
Yeah.
So underneath that is sandstone.
Sandstone
because it's just it got so compressed.
Oh yeah.
And all that makes sense. Jeez, boys.
We should walk up another one.
There's so much sand in a desert. Do you know you can't use the sand from a desert either?
It's
make shit now.
Because it's too fine.
It's too fine and all.
Just by pure wind.
That's why we have to find sand like pockets. Pockets. The word for it? Sand pockets. Yeah. Where mad if you find a sand pocket, boys, how rich you can get.
Ah, stop.
If you buy a piece of land and you dig down,
that's
a whole
company made.
I forgot to say it earlier. Do you know what, when a sinkhole happens?
Yes.
Does that mean that's just this, that in a couple million years that'll be a volcano? Because it's right before it's breaking, all the magma's heating up, and it's all just starting to crumble in.
No,
because I tell you what that
a sinkhole is when actually the ground just collapses.
Yeah.
But
what's
underneath
the ground?
A volcano is when
what's underneath the ground when it all collapses?
No, it's just because whatever happened, that was just a bit softer. So it started, but if this is the Earth's crust, if the Earth's crust just went this, that's such a big gap. If it just sinks a little bit.
Mm.
Probably because in the middle of the Earth, it's all kind of, because it's, the heat is pulling the stone outside it.
Boys, can you imagine when a Yellowstone erupts?
Oh, what is it?
What?
Yellowstone. It's the volcano is about the size of this. See, boys. It's probably the size of all these mountains going around.
Yeah.
That, look at the amount of area that is to explode. Just go. And it's all just spraying out.
It's actually mad.
It's ready to erupt.
I want
the guy is literally so close to erupting that the water on the ground is heating up and it's causing geysers. That's how close it is to exploding.
Does it explode?
Supposedly in the next...
Is Yellowstone a volcano?
And Yellowstone Park. Yosemite. He thought Yosemite was Yellowstone for so long. He was bigging up giving Yosemite 3 or 4 days now. And I was kind of looking at it, I was like,
not a whole lot going on in Yosemite. Like, what the fuck is Yosemite? And he thought we were talking about Yellowstone for the whole time.
Yeah.
That's why we shouldn't do things stoned.
No,
because you weren't really processing. No, you weren't. And then we realized we were just staying there for a night now.
Yeah. Good call.
And then you go on Yellowstone.
Huh? No, too far.
It's a 40.
So you're telling me you're going to America, but oh wait, you're thinking about going to America?
Huh?
Oh yeah, we're thinking. Yeah.
It's a trip. You don't mean that? Just edit out.
That's why I was trying to change it. Yeah.
Boys, we need to give away our fucking West Coast special. That means we have to Skype you. We have to work overseas. We're going for a business trip.
You can Skype me and be like, why didn't Daniel come over? Doing fucking exams.
Right.
Skype. Stone in the middle of one of my exams.
Oh, I can't.
Boys, Yellowstone's on me. It's fucking huge. Like.
Massive, like.
How many acres would you say is there, boys?
Acres?
Mm.
I'd say you may go to hectares. Because there'd be so many, like.
Be millions.
I think I completely messed up where we are. No, I'm right. There's the 4 yokes. Boys. How much does that look like Tinnahealy over there from Clatton? Do you know when you're in Clatton you see Tinnahealy?
No, I have no clue what's wrong
there. See them three mountains
is
there?
Is that not Tinnahealy in behind there?
No, that's Tinnahealy there.
Tinnahealy in between that gap there.
You sure?
Over that mountain there.
Where did we come when we drove out of Tinnahealy?
Wait. Imagine if you're looking at us from over there. We'd be on like the side of the mountain at the moment.
I can actually imagine us.
Like, imagine we were standing over there looking at us.
Yeah.
We're on the side of that mountain. Does it look like if you just stand inside of it like this? It
actually does.
If we were in
if
that,
you're telling me like exactly if I went to
yeah.
like
oh, shit, yeah.
the mountains like this, we're standing
like look this direction. If you told me run up that mountain like that, I'd be like, that mountain. It's like I fall backwards
like that.
I
mean. Yeah.
And then when you got in, you're like, as we're on it, we're like, it's not that.
Wait,
bad.
But we wouldn't be like that because look at how we're all standing. We're all standing like
now. This has been changed a bit though. You actually probably would be standing a bit like that. Look how steep that is.
Does that mean if you were going up one really steep like this? Would that be our shoulders well touching the ground?
No, what I'm saying is like if I'm actually standing on the hill, I'd actually be like this. But I don't realise it, but because of just like how gravity is in your ears, you would just be standing up straight. Like I'm still standing up straight, because that's like, if not, I'd fall over.
Yeah. It's crazy how much, like, if you didn't have muscles, like,
try stand up straight, like, but this is probably like, No.
Get away.
But just the way you're standing now, you.
Yeah, no, you're seeing the mountains like this, and then, like, if it's flat, you're like this, and then as the mountain changes,
I have never been so lost in a conversation with. I don't know what we're talking about.
If you're walking up a hill, right?
Yeah.
What he's saying is that if you looked at us, we'd be like this. So this is the hill, and you'd look at, and we're like this.
Oh yeah.
But we wouldn't. Right. Otherwise, we'd fall over. We'd have to.
That's what I mean. Our muscles. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, man. It's mad. Like our muscles adjust. Without us even knowing.
Because of we're walking up like this. And our muscles just adjusted to walking up that mountain.
Yeah, but sure, you know what? If you're going up a really steep hill, your ankles are like this, you're pushing down, sure. Because we're obviously trying to stay vertical. If not, we'd
if you're
fall
saying
over.
Then, that, I'm just saying, if yeah, you're no. saying your whole body can you move with center of mass,
yeah,
you're saying.
Center mass.
You're moving your whole center of mass, that's where you get your balance from. You're saying that. Yeah. That means if you're going up a mountain this steep with tiny little stones, your mass, whole mass will move that quickly.
Yeah, but sure, like that's what you do.
Yeah,
because like that is the, like we sense gravity in our ears.
That'd
like,
be our, so fast. Much faster
than our balance coming from our ears.
Yeah,
because like it's such a direct way into our like our brain, like to, for us.
I actually don't know why. Is that actually it?
But sure, like it's right here. So like this is like.
Yeah, it's the easiest way to do it.
If you think like we like, do you ever see a cheetah running? Its head doesn't move when it's going.
Oh my god! Yeah,
do
you ever see it? It's just like
it's running like this, but its head is all
doesn't
this.
Move once.
Yeah. Because
so when
like,
it takes a turn, it just goes.
Because like. Obviously, like you don't want to sense gravity from like down here because it takes such a long.
Down where, for listeners.
Oh, sorry, you wouldn't want to sense gravity like down where your knees are because it takes time to travel.
Travel up to your shoulders.
Travel up to your head, to your brain, to make the decision.
That's what I just about to say, there, right? Like if you have your head here now,
and
right?
Then, so then you'd be running
if you
like
your head
this
here,
if you are,
move yeah. your head like this, and if you can feel the shift, but if you move your body like this down here, because your head doesn't have to move.
Yeah.
You don't get that feel the weird like shit. I'm gonna fall.
Yeah, you don't get. Yeah.
Because you go like this, your head is like yeah, you're grand. But you're like, just like, oh no, shit, I need something here.
Yeah. Because if we move our head, generally we feel unbalanced.
Yeah.
But the fact that we move our body, this still stays.
That's when you're falling.
No.
Your brain is saying,
yeah,
I need to get your body
your
up here.
Mass
your body actually
can't
possibly. So your head just goes.
Where are you saying that the center mass comes from them? Your head.
Sure, it has to be.
But listen, if
no,
you're.
No. Your center mass
whoa,
is wherever
hips.
The meat.
Yeah. Boys.
But watch, you're able to tell where it is. If you move your head this way, and fall this way. Oh, you feel like you're going to fall this way even though your head's moving this way.
Yeah, yeah, if I go this way.
And, like, and then you can actually feel where it's coming from. So I can feel it in my hips where it is. So that's exactly where my center of mass is.
Well, like, yeah, it has to be somewhere around here, so it's the middle of your body.
I can tell exactly where it is. It's like right there.
Oh, like right there.
So if you like fall and put your head this way, keep your head straight, you can kind of feel where the line comes from.
I feel it like right here.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I feel it all across.
Yeah, mine's there. Mine's here, like between my hip flexors.
But isn't that mad? That's purely us. Like, don't we are born? Like, we can't walk straight away.
Yeah.
So we have to learn how to walk.
Yeah.
Basically, right? It's basically survival.
Yeah.
When you think about it, because if we try to walk and fall over, there's a greater chance of us dying because we're falling the whole time and shakes and all. So we've actually, through survival, of just
we've made it like we have to crawl first. Yeah. That's what we're going to do. We're going to crawl first, and then when we get really good at crawling, we're going to try and get up.
Yeah.
Does that mean in like a million years?
And they even
we'll
grab
be able to fly or something?
No.
Because we never tried to fly. We always just have to try and get moving.
No, but maybe like, do you know, like first you're saying when you're born. From millions of years ago, they're first like, right, we're crawling, so we're going to crawl, then we walk.
No, not millions, babies.
Babies.
Okay.
Babies are literally like, right, if I start trying to stand up right now, I'm not going to get anywhere. Get anywhere.
Would you say the very first humans, when we were evolving slowly evolving from monkeys, would you say first, like, before they couldn't walk, or whatever the first animal was, it wasn't able to fly, or wasn't able to do anything, just couldn't move, just stood there. Slowly, like, right, we'll walk, and we're good at walking, and we'll start walking. So we just slowly evolve up like that.
No, because, you know
what? You say Adam and Eve couldn't walk.
No, Dan, what I'm saying is, right?
No, we never said
Dan,
that.
No, well, Dan.
That's what I'm saying.
No, Dan, listen, right?
Because Adam and Eve probably were the first people, babies put on the earth. So they're like, fuck. They weren't thinking this, but
you're saying Adam and Eve were two babies.
But
did we not evolve from monkeys?
No, but Dan, I'm just saying, right? You're just saying what I'm trying to say is there's a baby, right?
Let him explain it first.
I'm just trying to say, there's a baby.
Yeah.
And if that baby tries to walk straight away, it won't.
Yeah.
So it's evolved to know that it has to start crawling first and then has to get up.
What I'm saying is, right, if we, let's just say we never, just us three, right?
Right.
As babies, we crawled,
yes.
Right? Yeah. So imagine we lived our whole lives crawling.
Yeah.
Never walking. We're an inferior being to us now because we can walk and run.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can move faster. Move away from predators quicker. Yeah.
And we can
catch prey quicker.
Yeah.
Because we're faster.
Yes.
If we're running compared to crawl.
Right.
So it's literally instinct of survival. Like us, it's survival of the fittest.
Yeah. So like, that's what I was trying to say. Yeah. Is that like we're literally we have to try and get from sitting here to standing up as quick as I can for survival.
Yeah, I know.
So what I'm gonna do is I'm not gonna try and keep trying to get up. I'm gonna work my way to crawling. And babies are just evolved that they just start crawling. Yeah. Their legs like shit.
No, I'm not walking. I'm not saying that, but listen, do you know like how a saber-tooth tiger came from a tiger? And it evolved towards a smaller teeth and it was easier to bite in the do you know like that everything evolves?
I got you here.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to this?
Yeah.
Wait, let him finish.
Let me finish. So listen, everything's evolving over a long, long period of time.
Yeah.
What in 100 years would you say we're like, oh, if we could fly, we could get go everywhere so much faster, we'd be so much quicker.
But you know 100 why? Years we can might I tell be you flying. Why? No, can I tell you?
Go for it.
Right. We could fly, but you know, like it would have to take
millions of years.
Let's say all the ground started to heat up because of lava, right? Let's just say so that means we die because the heat is so much. So like because so many like over so many millions of years this was happening.
Yeah.
We evolved like so we were just like shit. We can't stay on the ground. We have to fly.
So then I just practiced every.
It's survival of the fittest because like. And then, but then someone, like the first person might get a little tiny bit and they might be able to flap for a little bit.
No, but listen, I think we're in the middle of one right now.
Oh my.
No, listen.
No, that's
right?
What I'm thinking of as well, God. I agree.
Yeah, so like it'd be a flap a little bit, then it's just like they might have a child. So let's be, it's uncomfortable that they can flap for a little bit and then come, but then when they have a child, that child might have bigger ones because their parents realised they wouldn't survive that long with only small little
I have flaps. A madness, listen. Imagine, I think we're in the middle of one right now. One of the people we're slowly evolving, but we don't realize.
Yeah, we are.
Like, but listen, because ages ago, imagine when people are like, "Shit, we can't get over that. We may go around her." Just start jumping and jumping higher and jumping higher, and we're just slowly going up.
Boys,
it's been tiny little bit.
We are in the middle of evolving.
Hmm. Everyone is.
Our premolars, should fit in our jaw, no problem. They never had to be taken
because
out.
Because we had to
but
eat red
in
meat.
The last 200 years, we've been eating softer meats and our jaws are shrinking. We don't have as strong as jaw anymore. Mm. So basically, we're flat out eating soft foods, eating oatmeal, eating fucking porridge, eating pizzas, you know, which we're not eating, we're not ripping into it. So that's why these are shrinking. Our jaws got smaller.
When are we devolving? Because we're getting weaker.
Every school.
No, it's survival of the fittest because we don't need it anymore.
We
so we're just
it.
Like, oh,
it's not survival
that.
Of the fittest.
It's extra
we've
work,
actually
so
gone
we
to
won't do that.
We went survival of the smartest. We're not in survival of the fittest anymore.
Not anymore.
Doesn't matter if you're fit anymore. It's how smart you are.
Yeah, I know, but listen, does that mean in the world of everything, are we devolving? Because we're not getting any shorter.
No, if devolve's just in the past, we are still evolving. Like, we're changing to suit our environments better.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Like, you being stronger and bigger doesn't actually mean you suit the environments the best. And that's what survival of fitness is.
We shouldn't have crooked teeth. It's just that when, like, every skull they found thousands of years ago, all the teeth aligned perfectly that they wouldn't need braces. It's because these teeth are trying to push up, moves all your teeth.
Mm. So, in millions of years, they won't. That people just won't have premolars anymore.
No, but then people are born today with no molars or premolars.
I don't have
them. Why not?
I don't have wisdom teeth. Like,
I have wisdom teeth.
Mine are coming through at the moment. They're really sore.
That's what I mean. He does not. So he's actually evolved so much that he doesn't.
So you're one level evolved more than us.
Yeah, I'm level 62 and you're level 61. So
how are you level 62?
Because he is. Because he was. He's the nobody evolved.
Way more than 162. We've evolved for fucking apes.
No, but he's just,
and you're thinking we went up 62
he's
level.
World,
we're giving a level to him for not having two teeth.
Yeah.
But 61 of them then are us just evolving from ape to now.
But no. I've okay.
This is the first guy's first.
Yeah, it is. I'm gonna have something to say on that, right? So let's say, right? I'm up with this, right? So let's say I'm a level. So let's say I'm 62. You're 61.
Yes.
Right. Right, okay.
There
right.
was not 61 levels behind that.
So you know what you could say? I've evolved with the times because I don't have premolars. Because I'm not eating red meat, like tearing it apart, right? Do you know the way I always get injured with my muscles? Right? Listen to this, right?
Yes.
Yeah, like I have really weak muscles. Yeah. Right? So I get injured a lot
more. Won't need them.
I won't need them because I'm not physically running and hunting my prey every day.
So your evolvement took the strength out of your muscles with you?
Yeah, because it's not needed.
So you're telling me with this evolvement, so if we go, when me and Dan go, because we wouldn't get injured a whole lot. Not a whole lot. Like,
the next five generations above us will be the same as you. They'll have sore muscles.
No, but even our recovery is a bit quicker than yours as well.
Yeah.
You recover very slowly.
I do.
Like your hamstring might be sore now for the next 6 months, but slowly, it's only 6 months, 5 months, it'll be better. But ours will be just like sore and then good.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're like your muscles over genetics has been programmed to be really good at hunting and running. And like if you get injured, you die. So survival and fitness. So your predecessors from where the land you came from, because you're in the hills and all, you're running up hills, it's better running from where we're on flats.
Yeah.
So you have better muscles than us.
Fucking true. Like, if we want to walk anywhere, we're walking up hills. We're walking down hills, walking around hills.
So your
from our house to the town, we walk up and down.
So you're saying your muscles is, but listen, ages ago, people had to be really strong and all the whole time.
Yeah,
so no one was fat. Does that mean we don't need that anymore? So we're getting fatter and fatter. Does that mean generations, we're going to be really fat because you won't need to do anything?
No, but it's not that.
We just make food
so easy.
It's
not we're getting fatter. It's that their muscles were so much stronger than ours.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, maybe in a couple of hundred thousand years, we won't have six packs anymore.
No.
We won't actually physically be able to get six packs because it'll just be no muscle needed there.
Yeah.
Obviously, you'll need some more muscles because
to
keep
up
you up. Like,
right,
but like, that is it. That we won't have any muscles to be able to do a sit-up.
It's like people that are paralysed. Their muscles just wear away. Like, when we get like to that stage where we're just not moving.
And does that mean it's soon? Do you know how everyone's trying to swim now? See, we're halfway to getting web feet. We're upgrading to get into the water.
Andy Murphy has web feet.
Yeah.
Has he evolved
another stage?
A different stage out from that branch.
Yeah, but let's just say, right?
Oh my God, imagine he never had the wisdom teeth. He'd be like another level on from you.
But maybe he didn't have wisdom teeth because he came from...
No, but he's after getting web... He's after getting web feet because his body, his involvement, his taking of life was, right, I need to help swim.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, he doesn't need to play able to swim. It's just because the people before him had to swim and they were slowly evolving that between that and now, there's not enough time for them web feet to go back away because he doesn't need them.
But you evolve in your own lifetime.
No.
It's only when someone's born.
Basically, you will part. Maybe you'll pass on one out of 100,000 of what you've evolved.
Yeah.
In that one thing. But it wouldn't be you yourself, it'd be your DNA.
Yeah, okay, but then what I'm saying is...
That makes
does that
so much
mean
fucking sense then.
Our generation pure all the way back till whenever this all started has had sex and had less children than you have. Than your family has. Because you're more evolved. So maybe our children might have web feet. Or maybe their children have web feet. Because there's more. We're getting more time to evolve each time.
But why? We don't need web feet.
Yeah, but just say I last...
That are evolving.
I'm just, no, I'm just saying... Our
evolving
the
is
then,
losing them.
The
it's not gaining.
Are we saying that... If our children had children and children down for 6 or 7 generations, they won't have wisdom teeth.
Yes.
There's a chance.
There's a chance.
No, it'll be hundreds of generations.
No, that's what I'm saying. Millions, whatever it takes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is then...
But like, it's not even millions then, because we're losing our wisdom teeth already.
No, that's what
over 200 years.
No, go.
But then what I'm saying is, you don't have them, so you are a higher evolvement from us. But we all must have came from something. We can come from three or four different things.
Yeah, but that's because they moved to different parts of the earth.
Yes, and you have to survive in different places.
Like, they might not have, evolved as quick as us.
That's what I was talking about, Carlo. Carlo's straight. Here's
Hilly. So it's two different of generations.
Oh, yeah. No, that makes sense. That's why I was wondering. I couldn't understand where it was coming
from.
That's
why black people.
Like the Kenyans. Like, do you ever see the Kenyan, their tribe, and literally they run everywhere, and they're able to run like 90% of speed, like what we're able to achieve for like 4.5 hours. Because they have to go on hunts and have to hunt down deer. They run after deer.
That's what I mean.
And do you know what the mad thing is, right? This Kenyan tribe, right? They run after the deer for so long, the deer tires out.
Yeah, no, that's sick.
And that's
how they tire deers out, like.
They have to tire deer by just running after it. So they're so fit.
They could probably run from here to that other hill flat out, constant. Gone. They probably wouldn't. Because they wouldn't be able to do hills. Hills might just, they won't, might not be able to do hills.
It might just hurt their calves.
It actually might just tear their muscles so much they're not used to running hills. They actually have lost hills to gain speed.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's better suited to their environment because they need more speed, but they're not going up hills, so they don't need those muscles.
Yeah, they don't need to be jumping as much or anything. They just need to be running as hard as they can flat out.
James said you don't evolve in your lifetime.
No, you do. You do, Dan.
During your lifetime. Look,
during your lifetime.
I'm 8 years old, right?
No, because your DNA has set you now that you, that's you. Like, it's not like...
So I won't change.
Like, your DNA has been set now. This is your DNA set. Mm-hmm. And in that DNA, it says you're going to have premolars or you're not going to have premolars.
Where it comes from, Dan, is...
How your life is lived.
No, it's, let's say you two have a child, right? So then your DNA are going like this, where you didn't need your premolars. Your DNA is going like this, where you didn't need your premolars. Yeah. So now your baby is going to have a higher chance of not creating premolars.
Oh, yeah.
But if you needed them and you didn't and you'd cross...
It's a 50-50 chance.
I'm fairly certain it's... Oh, yeah, 50-50
chance. And then over time...
Is that where, like, guys in blue... Like, that's why I look like my dad, but you look like your mom.
Yeah, and then over time...
Like different DNAs can, like, contradict... Like, one takes precedence.
Yeah. So over time, after that, 50-50, it becomes 50-50 of not having them.
Yeah.
Not having them. And then after a while, we literally will not need them. And it'll be in every DNA, and then that's where it's just gone. It's not even in the DNA. It's just cancelling each other out. And after a while, that evolvement has nothing to do with us.
Just a bit mad.
It's just like your colon. Because we used to eat grass.
And pancreas.
Pancreas. And we don't need that anymore. So it's a useless organ.
Don't need a colon either, though.
You do need a colon.
Are you sure?
It's like water reabsorption.
Well, I don't think we actually need it. Do we?
No, you need it.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Pancreas, anyway. You don't need the pancreas.
And your... What's the one you got removed? You hurt that time.
Oh, that's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, pancreas. Right? It's not pancreas.
It's not pancreas.
Your appendix.
Appendix. That's the one. Yeah. That's the one you don't
need. That's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah, the appendix. Yes.
That's what, like, it processes grass.
Yeah, but we don't need it. But yet, we could still... Does it just turn on? Is it always ready?
We roll another one.
No, yeah, I don't think... Wait, what did you say? No, it can't just turn on because it's slowly losing its all its...
But you're telling me that if I ate a piece of grass with I had a pancreas.
And appendix.
What did the appendix do before?
Breaks down grass.
So does that mean if I started and I told everyone in the whole of Ireland to start eating grass, which we start building it back up again?
Yeah, over a long time.
A long time. But that's what I was asking. He's 18 years of old age. Like, if he eats that grass now, is it so worn away after 8 years and not being used that it just doesn't work anymore? Or is it present in your body? The blood is circulating.
I'd say you'd have to slowly bring it back in.
What I'm saying is, over the last 100 of his generation, unless there was 100 pieces to an appendix.
Right.
Over the last 100 generations of him, each bit of the appendix
has been cut
because it's wearing away and the muscle isn't growing as much, which takes away some of its functionality.
Yeah, because if the muscles are weak, they probably won't do anything in it.
Yeah, but you can slowly build that back up again.
They're not muscles, they're built into your body. So if your body's strong, is that not making that strong?
No, but what I'm saying is, over time, it's lost pieces that it needs to function.
So it doesn't work.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big appendix and it just shrinks. I think it, like, wears away different pieces.
So, listen, I have a good question.
To answer my question.
Yeah.
If I ate grass right now, it wouldn't work. I wouldn't be able to process it.
It wouldn't work. But then your child, if he eats grass, it wouldn't work, but maybe a little bit less.
Might work a bit more because you've actually eaten the grass.
If you literally force yourself to do that the whole time,
You will change. It's like black people and their noses are huge, taking more oxygen because they live in an deoxygenated area.
That's literally it.
That's mad.
And that's why it runs so fast, because the more oxygen, you know, like back, it's like what, 14%?
We're like engines, basically.
Yeah, it's like 14% oxygen now, isn't it?
Yeah.
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 And back then, remember, like millions of years ago, everything used to be so much bigger, because it was like 20%. And as the, if you add oxygen, if you put beetle up here and a beetle here, and regulate the oxygen, if you put loads of oxygen in this beetle, even though they're the same breed now, as it lives its life, it'll get way bigger.
From oxygen.
Yeah. That's why when all the Kenyans went to London Olympics and all, they had so much. They actually had to go a month early to regulate their bodies and that, so they wouldn't
pass out.
Fucking die from all the hard work.
Put that middle.
You walk so much.
How did you walk so far? Yeah. Did I just take your position?
I sit down.
I know. Put on the car. What are we going over to the car? Yeah, we're going to the car. Yeah. No, well, like.
We're not going over the car. Yeah.
But like. So basically, as humans, let's slowly watch that cloud. We'll do like a time lapse in our heads. That cloud slowly falling over that mountain. Right? Just remember that image. I'll go back to it in a minute. Right? Get an image?
Also, that means we're back on topic again. Sorry, we went off topic there for a while.
I don't think we did we?
Talking about geography for a while and then kind of turned to appendixes.
I said geography.
You said geography lesson.
I felt like it was always going to go to the body.
Oh, gotcha.
Because we're talking geography.
We travelled.
Just a geography and biology.
How did we get from volcanoes to the body?
From people running. And us looking at other people. And then the muscles moving.
Oh, yes.
Fucking hell. I can't even remember that.
I forgot that.
I pulled the madness out of anywhere and said, over there, look at us.
Yeah, you fucked it all, kid.
I fucked everyone. Sorry. It, yeah. I love
string. What are we talking about?
It's only 8 o'clock, like.
Oh, yeah.
String ladies here, lads.
We'll stop here at 25 past. It's mad. And anyone?
It's. We're basically like engines. Like, the more air you can give an engine, the quicker it can burn diesel and the faster it can go.
Yeah.
So basically, the more air you give us, the longer we're able to go at like a higher pace.
Wait, I lost topic completely, sorry.
Basically, Jeremy Clarkson, when they were driving up tall mountains, he put oxygen in the car for himself and for the car to run smoother as they go up the high hill, because in a previous episode, in Top Gear, not on the new Amazon Prime, Top Gear, when they went up the big mountain and they had to drive back down because first, they couldn't actually breathe nearly. And second of all, the engines actually
oxygen.
Just barely weren't even. So some of them actually were just stopping.
Well, they weren't taking any oxygen.
Yeah,
they worked at a lower. Like basically, with us after doing a load of running, like we can't take up in enough oxygen, so our performance goes down.
Isn't it mad how our Earth is only here because of the chemical bond that makes oxygen that creates life? Other than that, if there was a shift of anything there, if there was the CO2 wasn't there, it was like more nitrogen or it was more CO2. We wouldn't be able to hear. We wouldn't be here.
Us right now wouldn't be able to be here.
No, but I don't even think, because life can't form without oxygen.
Our life can.
No, but you can't state. You can't state that. You cannot state that. We're the only life forms we found, and the only way life can sustain is with oxygen.
The only way the human life can sustain, and like animals on this earth can sustain, is with oxygen. I'll agree to that.
So, but what? Okay, so what other life can't? Dan, how are you doing?
What are you doing?
Run dent my bonnet.
I won't dent my bonnet.
I won't dent my bonnet, bro.
I'm going to sit there in the car then.
Yeah,
I'll go look under.
I'm going to stand inside the car. Look, you can see the oak forming already, but it's a bit of a dew.
I can do.
Cloud hasn't changed yet.
Not really, no. But it's just going to be a long time.
James, turn on this.
Hey, will we just... Will we, car come. I'll call that, will I? Just make one clip.
All right.
Yeah.